93.
Saw 93, everybody mind the floor. All right, Saw 93, stay with me. We're just reading tonight, it's only five verses. We try to preach it to you this evening, I don't want to get it all set up. It's small, but y'all take these five verses, it's jammed back. Anybody just making y'all mind the Bible said, verse number one, the Lord reigneth. Amen. Amen. If that song would have just had that line in it, Brother Mark, it would have been an exclamation point or even a period right there, the Lord reigneth. And that was just all that Saw 93 was. We can stop right there and shout for about 30 minutes. Just say that's exactly right, the Lord reigneth. He is clothed with majesty. The Lord is clothed with strength wherewith he endureth himself. The world also is established that he cannot be moved. Thy throne is established of old, thou art from everlasting. The floods have lifted up, O Lord, the floods have lifted up their voice, the floods lift up their waves. The Lord on high is mightier than the noise of many waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. Thy testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thy house, O Lord, forever. Thank you for standing, you be seated, Heavenly Father, help us tonight. Make the word alive, make it burn in our midst, in our hearts. Lord, we thank you for what you have, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Then David is the author of this psalm, is of debate, and many would argue maybe with that. Certain old Hebrew manuscripts do attribute this psalm to that of David. Found it interesting in my study of this psalm, in this psalm, what we do know about it is that it was a psalm that was appointed to be sung at the morning sacrifice on Fridays, being the sixth day of the week in recognition of the creation of man by God. When they would come, those Hebrews would come to the temple, and on that Friday morning, they would begin to sing Psalm 93, the Lord reigneth, he spoke with majesty, and magnifying our God, magnifying Jehovah, magnifying the God that they had come to worship on that day. It's interesting that it was done in recognition that the Lord is the one that has made us, that he is our creator, he is the one that has given us life, that in Adam has formed us from the dust of the ground and breathed into us the breath of life, and we're not here because we're anything, and we're not here in charge of much of anything. It is the Lord that reigneth over created man. I believe the theme of this psalm is found in the opening declaration. It's what we want to use to emphasize our fall tonight, and it's just simply that David draws recognition and makes a declaration and a proclamation that the Lord reigneth. It is the Lord that reigneth. It is not mankind that reigns. It is not the human governments that are in charge. It is not sinful men, heathens and pagans and perverse men that are calling the shots. David said, the Hebrews would say, in recognition, it is the Lord that reigneth. And as we consider this declaration, this word reigneth is what we want to emphasize tonight. I believe tonight is exactly right. And I understand we're not Hebrews, but amen, we do believe the same God and the same Lord that they believed in. And we say tonight, the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. I do not reign tonight, and you do not reign tonight, and it's not Baptist or Methodist or amen, Presbyterians or Catholics or other denominations that reign tonight, but it is the Lord that reigneth. And this has great significance to you and I this evening. I found it interesting in studying this word reigneth, that it literally means, it means what you would imagine, but it means to ascend the throne. David is saying the Lord has ascended the throne. It means to induct into royalty. And it is as though this word, when you study it out, is a revelation of Christ's position to the psalmist in a very real and very personal way. For when you read the definition, to ascend the throne, to induct into royalty, it would appear on the surface as though Brother Maurice said, the psalmist is saying this is something that is just happening, but the psalmist clarifies in verse number 2 that his throne has been established of old, and that our God, He is the Lord, that is reigning even from everlasting. And so it's not like in the psalmist's life in Psalm 93 that the Lord is just now ascending the throne. He's just now assuming some position of royalty and dignity, but that there is something that has gone on in the psalmist's life that has made this truth and this position of the Lord very real and very personal in his life. And I'm thankful tonight that the Lord reigned before I ever showed up. The Lord was reigning before you and I ever came along. But, amen, what a good day in our life when that revelation of who He is and where He sits and how He reigns, that began to be personal and real to, amen, our lives as the children of God. And so tonight when we exclaim with the psalmist, the Lord reigned, not a creed and dogma of men or of churches and assemblies, but my friend, I mean that as the psalmist in a very personal way. Amen. I know tonight that the Lord reigned. Amen. When I approach Him in prayer, it is personal that I'm talking to the one that reigns tonight. And as I face troubles and you and I face hardships and encounter the sorrows that are common among men in this life, as God's children, we look beyond all of that and we exclaim by faith that the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. It is personal to you and me. Amen. If you say it tonight, that is one thing. Amen. If you have seen it by faith tonight, that is one thing. Amen. But it goes beyond what my mom and my daddy told me. It goes beyond, amen, what Mammy and Pappy sang about and what he preached about. And tonight, I know beyond any shadow of doubt, I know it with certainty tonight. Amen. It is personal and it is real that the Lord reigneth. Amen. That has been revealed to me. That has been revealed to me time and time and time again in my life. The Lord reigneth. Amen. The Lord reigneth. I find it interesting that this statement, the Lord reigneth, it means to be king and to rule. It means this, to have sway, power, and dominion over people and nations, and is here in this one particular opening phrase a proclamation of our God's lordship. And that, friend, He is the one that has the sway. Right. Amen. He is the one that has the power. He is the one that, man, friend, exercises dominion. Amen. Over all people, over all nations, and over all affairs. What a statement tonight. No wonder we can say, amen, that if this is the only land in Psalm 93, amen, we can exclaim it and proclaim it. We can tell it, amen, from every mountaintop, and it will never grow old. It will never wear out. And it will never cease to be any more amazing and powerful, amen, than it is, my friend, after all these ages. Amen. The Lord reigneth. Amen. My power only take me so far. Amen. My sway in matters of men and in, amen, affecting different people can only take me so far. Amen. My reach of whatever dominion that I have in this life and in the created world that God had placed in my hand and told Him to have dominion in is all limited.
And that drinking oil has an extent whereby a man drinking will only take us so far. But when David said, the Lord reigneth, he is saved. Amen. It's unlimited in his sway. Amen. His power is without. Amen. Limitation. His dominion has no end. The Lord and our God. Amen. Exercises a lordship. And I thought about this, some of this thought that, amen, him being the king and him ruling and having sway and power and dominion and his lordship being explained. And then there is an exclusivity to what David says. He said, the Lord reigneth. He did not say the Lord and Buddha. He didn't say the Lord and some other God or equally sharing the throne. He didn't even say the Lord and Savior kind of co-equals it. And they're battling it out to see who's going to ultimately win in the end. Oh no. And there's an exclusivity in it to the point that by the hell David explains and proclaims. And then there's only one that truly reigns. There's only one that is truly in charge. And one that friend exclusively is in control. I thought about this, he is preeminently in charge. And then he preeminently reigns. It is the capital L-O-R-D, Lord, that reigns. And man, he's not a little Lord. He's not the Lord of a group of just a certain group of people. And he's not a king that is limited to the boundaries of South. Of some surveyor that has surveyed his kingdom. Oh no, it is the Lord that, amen, reigns in doing so. There is a preeminence in that and an exclusivity in that. Amen. Oh, I'm glad tonight that it reigns preeminently and exclusively tonight. How the word reigns. Think about this yet. And you see it in the English as well as you do in the Hebrew. But it is in the Hebrew, and this word reigneth in the Hebrew, is found to be in the perfect tense, a perfect tense word, conveying that the Lord has reigned in the past, yes, and is reigning in the present, and will yet reign in the future. Amen. You see it in the English word, and reigneth. He didn't say the Lord reigns. He didn't say the Lord will reign. He said the Lord reigneth. That means he's been reigning up to now. David the psalmist is saying he's reigning in what I'm facing tonight. And I know that when I wake on tomorrow, when I make it the next year, amen, the Lord will yet reign in the future affairs of my life. Now, I don't know about you, but that brings me comfort this evening. Amen. The simple statement, the Lord reigneth. And let me run through and just kind of make a survey of this psalm in light of the Lord reigneth. And these are not my main points, and this may be all the further I make it tonight. Amen. But let me just magnify a few things about this psalm that we learn about the Lordship of our God. And I'm just using the first phrase of this psalm to preach from. Amen, the Lord reigneth. Those three words, the Lord reigneth. Y'all believe that's a good title? Amen, the Lord reigneth. I don't know any better title and we can give tonight. But considering this, the Lordship of our God and how that is magnified. Amen, number one, consider the clothing of his Lordship. He said the Lord reigneth, and then he begins to talk about, amen, the clothing of our God. Amen. He said he is clothed with two things. He is clothed with majesty and he is clothed with strength. Yes. I thought about this thing of majesty. And the psalmist seems to be able to, by faith, amen, have this revealed to him. And when he sees the Lord reigning, he's not some old man in a rocking chair. Amen. And my friend is just a rocking away, and this is a mad friend tore up and weak and feeble and wondering what he's going to do. Amen. He doesn't see a God that's got a bottle of Valium pills. Amen. To calm his nerves and his anxiety. Mantrin is sitting on the throne that is biting his fingernails and pulling his hair out. Amen. He said, oh no, he said, now. Amen. When it became personal to me, and when the Holy Ghost led me singing, the Lord rang up. He said, what I sing is a God that is clothed in majesty and in strength. I mean, what a revelation, what a clothing, what a girding of our God. Amen. Tonight. Amen. He ain't some fat Buddha statue with a, amen, some monk robe wrapped around him. Oh no. His garments, his vesture is greener than that. Amen. Robed and clothed in majesty and in strength. Amen. The word majesty, Webster said, it means greatness of appearance. Amen. David said, when it became personal and real, and the Lord reigneth, I sing the vision. Amen. Of the God that was great in his appearance. Amen. And this word majesty carries the idea of grandeur. Amen. And glory that is attached to it. Amen. As though we were away, it was shining and beaming. Amen. Friends, just in all that. Amen. Grip the soul is sharp. The word majesty, Webster said, is the quality or state of a person or thing which inspires awe or reverence in being beholder. And so the psalmist David is beholding. Amen. He says, I know the Lord reigned it. It didn't just start raining today. He didn't just ascend to it in the last few moments. Amen. He has been there in majesty over the Lord. And the psalmist said, is beholding his God. As he is sitting upon the throne of the universe. Amen. Sitting upon the scene of all of David's emotion. And all of David's life. And David said, of the quality of the God, the state of the God that I recognize is reigning. Amen. It's not inspired me to be worried one little bit. Amen. It ain't inspired me to go, oh, what am I going to do? Amen. Oh, no, the vision and the revelation is a Lord. And it's clothed himself in majesty. I thought about it now, man. Let me show you this verse. Amen. Let me show you this verse in 2 Peter chapter number 1. 2 Peter chapter number 1. And let's look at how this would relate to you and I. Amen. This evening in 2 Peter chapter number 1. And in verse number 16, Peter said, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables when we made known unto you the power and coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. Amen. Peter said, you're too late. Amen. To tell me what I've been believing in and who I've been believing in. And in some fable, in some fairy tale. Amen. He said, this ain't been made up. Oh, this ain't some dream that we've had. Amen. This ain't some story my mom made and passed down between the generations. Amen. Peter said, I was there when his majesty inside. Amen. I've been out of witness of his glory. Amen. You know what Peter said? He said, I saw him clothed in his majesty. And I saw it in a very personal way. Amen. It got bigger in Peter than what his mammal can pass down to it. It got bigger, man, friend, more real than Peter. Amen. And what some preacher could communicate. Amen. Friend, he'll go on in verse number 17 and 18. And talk about the Mount of Transfiguration. How God led Peter and James and John. Amen. On that day, be an eyewitness of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And Peter said, that was the majesty. Amen. What happened on that day? We know. Amen. That the visage of the Son of God was changed. Amen. His countenance did shine. The glory of God peeped out. Amen. And Peter said, on that day. Amen. It was a good day. Peter testified, Brother Tim, Lord. It is good that we be here. He didn't want to leave that. He didn't want to get away from that. Amen. He wanted to encamp and stay a little while. Amen. You know why? Because when you ever see that our God reigns, hear and speak. Amen. His greatness, His grandeur, His glory as we behold Him. Amen. I'm glad by faith I've been an eyewitness. Amen. I've been an eyewitness of His majesty. What is standing there, preacher? I'm saying He's Lord. And that Lord reigned tonight. And if you can ever see Him in this world, then, amen, it's so ugly and so foul and so perverse. Amen. That heavenward tonight there is one in right there. And He is clothed in majesty. He said He's clothed in majesty, but He is clothed in strength. Amen. I looked this up, and the word that is used there for strength means force, security, and power. Amen. And so, amen, it's not only majesty there. There is a splendor that is attached to Him as He leaned it. But thank God there is strength that is attached to Him. He is clothed in majesty, the psalmist said. And he said, the Lord is clothed with strength. And so there is force behind Him. Amen. There is security behind Him there. His great and great immeasurable and immovable power that He has clothed Himself with. Our God is not a weak God. Our God, man, friend, is not a weak cliff. Amen. You want to make me mad and show me something you know. Amen. A feminine looking pictures of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Like He's some little weakling. He's some little, amen, homosexual looking thing that a matron couldn't flip over tables. Amen. That boils my blood, friend. My Savior is not with. Amen. Our God tonight, the Lord, He reigned. Amen. Friend, He reigns clothed in strength. Amen. This word strength, I love this. Amen. You do a word study on it, and it means this. It's good old. It's just good old humility talk. Amen. Even God County Christians can get a hold of this. Amen. But Jesse, it means this. It means to be stout. Yeah. Amen. That's how we reference Brother Larry. Amen. Some of the old mountain men in these parts in this county. Yeah. Amen. In fact, Brother Larry would be one. And Brother A.L. would be one. You look at them and you say, oh, they got a little bit of edge on them. And when that friend, you shake their hand. Amen. And you walk away and you say, they're stout.
Yes,
amen. And you look at them, you say, well, they probably can't do what they used to do. And maybe that's right, but I promise you, amen, I promise you, you wouldn't want to, amen, you wouldn't want to spend 30 seconds trying to wrestle on them. You might as well wrestle in prison, buddy.
Yes.
You know why? Because we say they're stout. They're stout. Amen. I remember I'm getting a little sidetracked, but amen, one of the great memories I have in the ministry. Amen. We had Brother Sammy Allen come preach it there. And our church there, First Church of Pastor did. And he came and he preached, and Brother Billy Parson stayed several days for them needing to be around it. And I'll never forget Brother Sammy will go down and eat some Lexington barbecue. And so, amen, we got Brother Sammy and Brother Parsons and myself. And I just been a young preacher boy. Amen. I jumped up, was in a single cab pickup truck. Was in Brother Parsons' pickup truck. Amen. And so Brother Parsons was a driver. And Brother Tim and I sitting in the middle. And Brother Sammy Adams was sitting in the passenger seat. And I'll never forget riding down the road tonight. Amen. Brother Billy, he'd take a curb and I'd lean in on him. And I'll never forget, I'd be bouncing back and forth between them two old men of God. And I'll tell you, buddy, it was like bouncing off rocks. Amen. I began to think, buddy, I better get after it. Amen. If I'm going to be stout like these men are on these days. Amen. You know, Ankle said, amen, they had a strength about them on them. And even in their old age, they, amen, had retained, they were stout. Amen. Can I say this evening that our God is a stout God?
Amen.
And old man, friend, you say that He's an old God. Amen. He's older than you realize from ever. Antioch have not been denied in anybody else. Amen. They ain't another God that granted it to them. And God has heard it himself. Amen. You say, well, where did his majesty and strength come from, Leah? Amen. That's what I'm trying to tell you tonight. Amen. It comes from within himself. Amen. They ain't no one with the strength to clothe him. Ain't nobody with greater majesty to give him than that. And abides in himself. And we're burning, Brother Chairman. Amen. It has the idea that one, a man friend has snatched it up to himself and he will not let it go. Amen. When something's been dirty, that means my friend one has possession of it and you cannot take it from it. Amen. The devil, man friend, can't do anything about the clothing of majesty and strength our Lord has. Amen. It loved to be thrown in according to Isaiah. And chapter, is it chapter number 14? Amen. Where the devil and Lucifer said, amen, I'm going to stand in the mouth of God. Amen. I'll make my throne above the throne of God. Amen. But buddy, he learned real quick that the Lord is clothed in majesty and the Lord is clothed in strength. And he clothed himself and he's girded. Amen. And the devil can't take it away. And the world can't take it away. Amen. And you and I cannot take it away. The Lord will reign and we should be clothing in his lordship. Amen. What a God we serve tonight. Amen. Moses, the continuation of his lordship in verse 2. Amen. The psalmist said, thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting. Amen. You see, the fact is, he is Lord of all and everlasting and still is and evermore shall be. Amen. There never has been a time he wasn't reigning. Amen. He reigns today, you say, preacher, in all the chaos going on in our society, in all the wars and rumors of wars and famine and pestilence. And all the trouble and all the political turmoil and all the sin and all the perversion and all the perverseness and all the bad that's going on in our day. Are you saying the Lord still reigns? That's exactly what I'm saying. None of this changes the fact that there is a continuation of his reigning. It's easy to say the Lord reigns when you got a promotion.
Right.
Amen. But may I say, the Lord continues to reign when you get a demotion.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
It's easy to exclaim, the Lord reigns when you get a raise.
Right.
But may I say, he still reigns when the raise gets taken away. Amen. He reigns when, amen, the Lord reigns when the righteous are in authority. And may I say the Lord is still reigning tonight. Amen. When the wicked do rule, we don't like it and it brings hardship. But it does not change the fact. And the Lord is the one that is reigning. There's a continuation that, and nothing that goes on down here changes that fact. He reigns.
Yes.
He reigned when he made this earth. He reigned on the sixth day when he made man. He reigned in Genesis 3 when man fell. Amen. He reigned in Genesis 4 when Cain killed Abel. He reigned after in Genesis 6 when man had gone so far away from God that every imagination of his heart was on the evil continually. Before the Lord, he reigned through the flood. He reigned after the flood. He reigned through the days of Abraham. He reigned when Sodom and Gomorrah went to all the depths of perversion they went into. Amen. He reigns. I go on and on and on. Amen. He has reigned from old and from everlasting. Amen. He has reigned from the past and is still reigning tonight and evermore shall be. Amen. Brother Tim read in the Sunday school, and maybe it's his last Sunday, one of the last couple of times he's taught in Revelation 19:6. Amen. When we get the glory of the Lamb God and all the fame that gets on. Amen. John said, I say, all the elders and all the angels and all those that was gathered in heaven, they said, hallelujah for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Amen. That ain't happened yet. embraced the man of sin and the anti-tract, and literally all hell is ruling Satan on earth, and it's unleashed upon mankind. And man, heaven says that doesn't change one thing. Our God continues to reign. There is a continuation. He reigns. And man, notice what the psalmist said. He said, "Thy throne is established of old. Thou art from everlasting." That means above. That means further than man can even comprehend. Amen. Above. But watch it now, Robin. From everlasting. Yeah, he was reigning way back there before mankind ever was made. But you've been reigning from that time and since that time. And that friend, he is from everlasting to everlasting, a continuation of his lordship. Amen. I gotta quit. I'm still in introduction. Amen. Amen. The calmness in his lordship. I like this. Amen. Consider us three and four again. The floods have lifted up, O Lord. The floods have lifted up their voice. The floods lift up their waves. The Lord, verse 3, but is that not where we're living? Amen. The tempestuous sea. Amen. They reel and roll. Amen. There is chaos on every hand. Amen. The floods of sin, the waves of deception. Amen. The winds of compromise. Amen. The dragging, tempestuous sea of trouble. Amen. Seems to rise on the mountains. Amen. The storm, and that friend is not rolling in, it's here. Amen. David is describing. Amen. A stream where the rains are coming down. The winds are all around. Amen. Friend, the floodwaters are rising. Amen. Trouble is on every side. Amen. You ever felt like that? Have you ever felt like that? Have you ever looked around what was going on in the nation or in your family or in a church? Or that friend is going on in the job or going on in your heart and in your personal life and spiritual walk with God. And it seemed like there was nothing but floods and waves and tempestuous sea. Amen. But all of a sudden, in the middle of all of that, amen, the psalmist looks up to heaven. And he remembers the Lord, amen. And he's able to say, verse number 4, the Lord on high is mightier than the noise of any waters, yea, than the mighty waves of the sea. I call this the calmness in his lordship. Amen. Listen, he reigns. It doesn't mean the storms ain't going to come. Amen. He reigns tonight. Does not mean there's not going to be flood waters to pass through. It doesn't mean they ain't going to be waves knocking against our soul. Amen. And threaten that friend, your very existence. Amen. But in the midst of all the bad, the soul is said. Amen. There is one that reigns and is mightier. And the voice of the waters. There's one that is greater than the waves. There's one that's greater than the trouble. There's one that's mightier than the tempestuous sea. Amen. And all of a sudden, I can't help but bring them to you. And the psalmist has a cold in his heart. And verse 3, say to me, God, the floods are more than I can bear. And the waves are higher over my head than what I can make it through. All of a sudden, the Holy Ghost lets him say, and the Lord reigneth, and all of a sudden he's saying, it's going to be okay. Hey. I thought about the New Testament equivalent in comparison of this. When the Lord told them boys, get the ship, we go on the other side. Amen. I'm about to have a spell.
Amen.
I didn't mean to get this fall down here in the introduction. I need to calm down. Amen. They get in the boat. They just doing what the Lord said. All of a sudden, the winds begin to rise up. The bigger the winds got, the bigger the waves got. The rain began to blow, and before they know it, amen, the boat's taking on water so much, amen, that it looks like they're going to go around. Oh, wow, the Lord's back there, that friend in the hydro part of the ship. They ain't worried about no winds. They ain't worried about the waves. And that the raindrops have not caused him one moment of anxiety. He's back there resting in his strength. Amen. Oh, they thought what we think so many times. Amen. Master cares how not that we perish. Amen. Oh, that's what the psalmist is saying in verse 3. He's saying, Lord, don't you know the flood waters I'm passing through? Don't you know the waves is beating against my soul? How do you not care, Lord? Amen. The Lord's sleeping in me. The Lord didn't care. It just made it didn't bother him, Brother Larry. Amen. And he rose and went to the mattress and stirred in the ship. Amen. And with one command, he said, peace be still. Amen. And with one word, here's how it rained. Said, the Bible said that immediately, amen, the winds did cease and the waves laid down. Amen. And that experience is so great. And those men gathered around in that boat and they began to whisper, what manner of man is this? Said, and even the winds and the seas obey him. There, amen. Oh, I'm telling you, them winds. Amen. Them winds are telling you going down. And waves, my friend, have a voice within them and say, we're going to wreck your life. We're going to destroy your family. We're going to line the work in the ministry of God. And those voices get louder sometimes. And they get louder and they get louder and they get louder. And they leave you saying, dear God, don't you care? But can I say I've been through enough to know? And our God is mightier than the wind, said. Amen. He's mightier than the tempestuous sea. His voice is calling our soul. Amen. Oh, so much so. I've learned this. I believe it's the candy saying years ago. Amen. Sometimes he calls his daughter there. And sometimes he calls me. Yeah. Amen. I'm glad my God's big enough to do that for one. And both of them in A. And when you see the Lord reign, said, and you see that what you're going through does not upset him. Amen. What call there is to the human soul. Amen. I believe I can charge hell with the Spirit. My God gives a call to see his voice. Amen. Brandon Strong said of this song, he is called who believes God is sovereign. Preacher, yes, I'm tore up tonight. Why am I so tore up tonight? Because you're not living in the Lord reigneth.
Yeah.
I ain't preaching down to you. I've been there. Preacher, you don't understand that. I feel like I'm doing so well, and then I just somehow get caught off guard. It's because we're not living in the Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. The Lord reigneth. Amen. He reigns in majesty. He reigns in strength. Amen. There's a clothing. There's a continuation. Amen. What we're facing doesn't change it. And so let his lordship come on your heart. Then I thought about this in verse number 5, the confirmation of his lordship. So where do you see that? The psalmist said that testimonies are not just sober. Amen. They are very sober. Very sober. Now if he had just said the sober, that meant they're steadfast, they're unmovable, you can take them to the bank. But when he said they're very sober, he's saying, amen. They are double sober.
Yes.
They are double strong.
Right.
They're valley coming and going.
Yes.
They're valley on the inside and the out.
Amen.
The upside and the downside. I feel last out into a few right now. Amen. The confirmation, you see these testimonies. Amen. These testimonies there. Yeah, let me just give it to you how the Lord give it to me. His lordship is confirmed by and in his word. How do I know the Lord reigneth? His word told you so.
Amen.
Said that I can't see it. It don't matter Psalm 93, flip over, let me show you a few. In Psalm 96, verse number 10, the Bible says, seven the heathen that the Lord reigned. Look with me in Psalm 97, verse number 1. The Lord reigneth, let the earth rejoice, let the multitudes of the isles be glad thereof. Amen. Look with me in Psalm 99, and in verse number 1, the Lord reigneth, let the people tremble, he's sitting between the cherubims, let the earth be moved. And so over and over and over in the Word of God, amen, you know what the message is? The Lord reigneth. He is confirming to you and his lordship through his word.
Yeah.
Hey, preacher, how do you know the Lord reigned? Because he testified so in his word.
Yeah.
Thy testimonies are very sure. Lord, if you say you reign, then you reign.
Yeah.
If you say you reign, I'm taking to the bank. Amen. I can lay that up from the rainiest of days, and it is very sore in the air that I need it. It's very sore in the air as I think I go. Amen. It is absolutely the testimony of the Word of God that the Lord reigns.
Amen.
Amen. I thought about Isaiah 52. Let me give you this verse. I don't know if we'll even come back and preach on this. I feel like I will. Amen. Amen. Isaiah 52, and verse number 7, how beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him that bringeth good tidings and publish peace. That sound familiar? It's Romans 10. It's what Paul was quoting in Romans 10 about when we preach the gospel. Amen. That bringeth good tidings of good, that publisheth salvation, that saveth unto Zion. Thy God reigneth.
Amen.
A man cannot adequately preach the gospel of salvation without proclaiming to the sinner, thy God reigneth. Why? Because that's what the word says. Anyway, that's what the word said. I'm going to digress from testimonies. Testimonies, the word testimonies is a synonym here in the Word of God for the Scriptures. There's not one testimony in the Scriptures that confirms anything other than that. The Lord
reigns.
Yes.
Go ask them all. Sister Christine, go ask any of them from the Word of God. All them old saints, go ask any of them. Go ask any of them. Ronnie, go ask any of them. Every bad situation, every trying time that they face, ask them, say, give me a testimony about God.
Yeah.
Here's what every testimony will confirm. The Lord reigns. There's a time in my life I didn't know what I was going to do, but the Lord reigns. He come through. So, child of God, will you say your closing prayer here with whoever dismisses the center moment? You walk out of your doors and you get in your car and you're going back home to all sorts of things. And our hearts have been broken this week about so many things. And we look around at the condition of our nation and we go, what in the world is going on? I don't even know how to handle these things that are coming my way. And you get home and you have those family dynamics and issues that we all face, and trying to navigate through this world without killing each other and trying to figure out, amen, what you're going to do. And sometimes it feels hopeless. Just go home and say, Lord, you reign.
Amen.
The Lord reigneth.
Yes.
Calm your soul in the Word of God, the statement that is confirmed,
yes,
that our God never ceases to reign.
Amen.
Amen.
We come back Sunday morning to preach this. Because, and I've kind of hit on them coming through, but I want to get them a little more direct through this song. The way the Lord outlined this thing before, I tell you, it's almost just all Holy Ghost and everything.
Amen.
There's some very definite places the psalmist says, Lord,
amen. I've hit on some of them tonight, but it won't hurt us here, some of them. Amen. We hit that on the Sunday. All right? So if you come on back, we'll have a time. Heavenly Father, we love you. We're thankful for this good, calming, peaceful, joyful thought, fearful thought. Lord, that you reigneth. Lord, we're confident in that. The word is said. Lord, no matter what men may say, we believe tonight God is true and every man alive. So, Lord, I pray this evening, Lord, that you would help your people and, Lord, lead, Lord, to become what they need you to be. Lord, we'll thank you and bless you for what you do. In Jesus' name we pray.